The Life of a 10-Year-Old Boy.
This episode is going to be addressing all the kids out there who are bored for the weekend and don't know what to do. So I'm just going to give you kids some ideas on what to do. Or if you're a parent listening, trying to get some ideas, and you can tell your children about like what to do over the weekend. They can help you out, like do some chores if they are bored. They can make a fort. You can seriously make a fort out of blankets and pillows. That's all you need. You don't need a table or anything. You can seriously make a fort. Like, I make forts all the time with my friends, but now I can only make forts with my family, but it doesn't matter. And I think that the coronavirus happened for a reason. Like, when I make my forts, I always ask my family if they want to come in them. And, like, I feel like the coronavirus happened and because God, if you don't believe in God, that's okay. I think the person that I believe in is God. I think that he made it like that for a reason, because a lot of people are wrapped up in electronics. And when we should really be spending time with our family, because we don't know when our life is going to end. We don't know when one of our family members' life is going to end. So we should always spend time with our family instead of being wrapped up in electronics, because that can lead to, might not want to be with your family a lot anymore, and they might be sad because you're not really even interacting with them. And I feel like people should just go around, like you can go on a walk around the neighborhood, like after dinner or anytime you want, go for a walk around the neighborhood with your family just to like do something with them. You don't need to stay in your house all day. The coronavirus doesn't prevent you from staying in your house all day. You can still go on a walk, go on bike rides with your family, and stay active. Like, if you want to build a fort, you can do that. You can tell your kids, or if you are a kid listening to this, you can build a fort. You can help your parents, like, with the chores. And you can also make podcasts like me. Sometimes you're too busy to do any of that stuff because of school. And that's a lot of the problem, that we don't have a lot of time to do stuff, but I bet we can make time. It's not like you're always at school, always doing virtual school if you do virtual school. You have breaks and you have dinner. So like during dinner, I would suggest that you don't use your electronic, because dinner is a time to talk with your family. You should ask them how their day was, ask them how they've been, like what they did today, because some people don't have that ability, because some people work all day to provide for their family. Some people aren't wealthy enough to have dinner. And some people have disabilities, so they can't talk. So you should be grateful that you can talk with your family.